it wasn't any good anymore.
Ah, it's old butter and it's got a hell of a taste. Rank.
Mm-hmm.
Rank butter. Just like a pecan.
Mm-hmm.
When you keep it a year, you can't eat it. It gets rank.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you call it rank butter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they bake cakes with that. When you keep it a long time and it gets like that, they'll bake cakes with it. It's good for cake making.
Mm-hmm.
They say, but I'd rather have fresh.
Uh-huh. If you ever take the juice or head cheese, liver sausage, and stir it up with cornmeal, and maybe some hog meat, and cook it, and then later after it gets cold, slice it and fry it, what would you call that?
I don't believe I went through that, but now I have known of people
mm-hmm.
making liver sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Take the hog liver and grind them up and make
mm-hmm.
liver sausage.
Mm-hmm.
But I never made any, and I have tried it. I have tasted some, and I couldn't eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't like liver.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be good to mm-hmm. some people.
Did you ever hear of scrapple?
Scrapple?
Mm-hmm. Or
and pond? Food?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I have scrapple. Mm-hmm.
Kind of thick sour milk you might keep on hand. You'd call that?
Well, years ago we called that clabber.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd eat it as young.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetened clabber,
mm-hmm.
syrup,
mm-hmm.
pour it in it, you know, and stir it up. It'd be red streaky. It's
mm-hmm.
prettier than it was good. But it was pretty enough, we drank it.
Uh-huh.
It was sour milk, hardened it.
Mm-hmm.
You could cut it, just dip your spoonful in it, just like mm-hmm. jello, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make a kind of cheese from that?
No, clabber cheese. Ain't a lot of it made.
Mm-hmm.
We never did make none.
Mm-hmm.
But they do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a special clabber cheese. They make it out of clabber.
Mm-hmm.
Cream cheese and clabber cheese.
What would you do with milk just after you milked a cow?
Well, that'd be sweet milk. You
mm-hmm.
don't. Well, you. They may, you know, they make a gadget they call a separator.
Mm-hmm.
That separates the milk from the cream.
Mm-hmm.
But in our day, when we used to milk,
mm-hmm.
we'd sit it in there. That's what they done with that dairy, they called
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
They set the milk in there and had so many hours, they would go do what that cream would rise to
mm-hmm.
the top and make a, according to how good the cow was, because of how thick the cream was.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be a thick cream right on top of that, and then they'd
mm-hmm.
just skim it off
mm-hmm.
with a spoon, and the
mm-hmm.
clabber would be in the bottom, and you'd get the cream in, and put it in an old churn
mm-hmm.
and make butter.
Mm-hmm.
Sit and make churn
mm-hmm.
butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then they call that the buttermilk. What was, you'd get a little clabber, see, as you skim it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you got the butter out of there, you had a bunch of milk left, and call it the buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
It had a little bitty knob of gold butter all in it, and it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I drink a mint. I tell you what, when you drink a glass, that's you. Dang, you just it'd make you so lazy you go lay down.
if you milk the cow to get some of the impurities out, you might maybe put a cloth or something over a bucket and.
Well, no, they done that when they got to the house.
Uh-huh.
They just milked the cows
mm-hmm.
and brought to the house. And then that strainer rag I told you
mm-hmm.
about, it have a piece of old sheet,
mm-hmm.
you know, cleaned and fixed right. They'd lay that over the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd pour the milk in the pan, and then they'd pick up the corners of that
mm-hmm.
cloth and let it drain out.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd wash the cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Straining the milk, that's what they call it. Of course, they made a screen, fine screen, too. You could buy them, milk strainers. I sold them in the hardware store.
What would you use? Would you ever use cheesecloth for anything?